You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. So I am in a situation where I do a lot of messaging throughout the day. So you probably are in a similar boat. So you probably have text messages to your friends, your family, your coworkers, and whatnot. And if you are like myself, I send a lot of links to various things that could be photos, web, weather, things like that, right? But the problem I have with that is that it's pretty tedious. And I'll show you what I mean in a moment. But the point is, I have a feature or a advice for those that do this often, something that might streamline your texting with a link more efficiently and faster. So let me show you what I'm talking about. So let's just say let's go to my Safari app here, for example.
Safari. Double tap to open.
So I'm going to do that. So let's just say I have something in Safari that I want to share with someone.
Safari.
I'm going to go to the top here so I can show you what I'm sharing here.
Skip to content. In page link. Critically endangered Addax, born at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge.
So this is a great article I wanted to send to a friend of mine. And there's a Disney news, of course, and this talks about a new baby that was born at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Anyway, the point is, say I want to share this article with my friend. So typically what I have to do is I have to go to the bottom right to find my tabs first.
Toolbar, tabs, button. Double tap and hold for more tab options.
Now I have to swipe to the left until I find the share button.
Show bookmarks button. Share button.
Now I have to double tap on that.
Critically endangered Addax. Critically endangered Addax, born at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. WDW News Today.
Now I have to swipe to the right until I get to messages.
WDWNT.com. Options button. Close button. AirDrop button. Messages button.
Double tap that.
New message.
And now I gotta swipe to right until I find the two edit box.
Cancel button. Two, text field, is editing, word mode, insertion point at start.
Double tap that.
Insertion point at end.
And now I gotta put in the first couple initials that the person I wanna send it to. So I created this just for this podcast. I'm gonna send it to Mickey Mouse. I'm gonna find the letter M.
N, no, M, M.
Now I'm going to go back to the top here.
New message.
And now I'm going to swipe to the right until I get the results for the contact.
Cancel button. Two, text field, add contact button. Results, Mickey Mouse, 1, 8, 1.
So here's Mickey Mouse, and then I double tap that. And then finally, voila, I got that link sent to Mickey Mouse via message. Well, what if I told you there's a much quicker way of doing this? So let me show you how to do this. And it's as simple as using Siri. Yeah, it's one of those forgotten things I just keep forgetting about. And I thought I may probably nudge you to remind you that you can use Siri too to send links or something that you want to share with your friends without having to do all these steps. So let me cancel out of here.
New message. Cancel button. Skip to content. In page link. Baby Addax.
Okay, so now I'm back to the web page, right? So you have a couple ways of doing it. So you can initiate the wake word for Siri to wake up and initiate these following commands. And that is command is share this with my contact. So in other words, my contact, replace that with somebody in particular you want. So in this case, share this with Mickey Mouse. And then voila, it will do the same exact thing, but in a much quicker manner. So let me show you that. I'm going to hold down the side button to initiate Siri this time. Share this with Mickey Mouse.
Send this web link to Mickey?
Yes.
It's sent.
And of course, I linked that to my phone number. So you heard my text message come through. So you heard the meep meep. And that tells me I have a text message just to show you that it was sent correctly. So keep that in mind. So there's a couple things I want to mention to you. What else can I use this with? Really, it's going to depend mostly on the app that you're using. For example, Safari is a good one. It works with that. But the big one that you're probably going to be using more times than not, like myself, are photos. So if you go into photos, choose the photo that you want, make sure the photo's up, and then say, share this with Mickey Mouse, and that will share the photo as well. Another nice, good one to think about is if you have Apple Music, same thing. So if you have a song that's playing, you really like this and you think somebody would like that, go to the mini player, make sure that song is playing, and then pause it, and then you can see that initial keyword to share that with your friend. Another nice, cool one is if you have a podcast that you like, and if you use an Apple Podcast, open up the podcast of choice, make sure the podcast is open, and then share that with your friend as well. And believe it or not, this is kind of a weird thing, weather too. So the native weather app, so if you like to send somebody what your current weather or what's coming up. So for example, I used this the other day with my wife with her upcoming trip to Walt Disney World. So I thought, well, I got to show her this weather for Walt Disney World. It's crazy. Another one I do want to show you in person, and I think this is going to help a lot of people, and that is maps. Why would I want to do that? Well, this is a great way to share your location quickly with this process or this technique. So if I were to initiate Siri and tell her to open maps, for example, so you don't have to search for it, open maps.
Maps, my location. Shows more info.
First thing you should hear is my location. Go ahead and double tap that.
My location. Share button.
And it gives you the share button. Well, instead of tapping on the share button, guess what? I can initiate this. I can say, and I'll initiate Siri here. Share this with Mickey Mouse.
Send this web link to Mickey?
Yes.
It's sent.
Meep meep.
And once again, I get my text, meep meep. Which is the cool part about this? This is the quickest way I can show you how to share your current location. So if you're stuck somewhere or you're waiting for a ride and they need your location, this saves a lot of time because one, you don't have to be searching for your maps by swiping until you find a maps. You can just simply say open maps, go to my current location and share your location. Voila. And that's simple as easy and peasy with Siri. Now, will this work with other apps such as like Leary? Sure does. Certain apps, and only certain apps, I want to make that very clear. Some apps allow you to do this, some apps you can't. So, for example, in Leary or Goodread, if you're a book reader and you have a book in particular you like to share and whatnot, it's one of those you have to experiment to see if this will work with that. Typically, what I found is anything that doing web scraping or kind of a web base or in-app or browser kind of a thing and within your third-party apps, it seems to work really well with this. But it's one of those experiment and it does come in handy quite a bit. Now, what happened if it doesn't like support that feature? Well, it will still send a link, but it's going to be something different. So let me show you an example here. Let's go to an app that I have installed.
Disney World. Double tap to open.
Imagine that, Disney World, right? Yep. For those that know me, I love Walt Disney World. Everything Walt Disney World. Anywho, if you double tap this, open up Walt Disney World, for example.
Disney World. Raimi's Ratatouille Adventure. Epcot. 85 minute standby wait now. 66 of 68. Button.
This is a great place. So I have it right here when I have waiting time. And sometimes I like to share this with my friend and my wife just to show what the current waiting time for a certain park is. Yep, it's a great app to show you which park is having a busy day and whatnot. But the point is I was mentioning, what happens if I share this? Well, take a listen. So I'm going to do the same thing. Share this with Mickey Mouse.
I can only send screenshots from here. Send this photo to Mickey?
Yes.
It's sent.
So as you can hear for yourself in that, it can't send a link, but it could send a screenshot of what you're looking at. Well, I guess that's the second best option, especially for somebody that's sighted like my wife and et cetera that can see that. Now, taking mine in granted is that it's not going to cover everything in the screen. So what you look at or what you see is what's going to be screenshot. But however, every so often we have to do a screenshot anyway to send to a friend or whatever, not the what you're looking at, right? Well, this is a great way to do a screenshot and send it to your friend. So I wanted to introduce you a easier and streamlined and more efficient, fast way of being able to share a link, a photo, weather, and all sorts of different things, and showed you an example how to do, in other circumstance, a screenshot that you can message to your family, coworkers, and friends. All right, well, that's going to do for today. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nana Mouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleViz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.appleviz.com.